Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Is it real or fake news? Fake
news. It's hilarious. When we came up with this premise of real or fake news, we thought this maybe has a month before that term goes away. It's just is more relevant every day,
yeah,
it seems.
It
Let's go to Colton in Coronado. What's up, Colton?
How you doing?
Dude, I'm going to just go ahead and start saying Happy Thanksgiving now.
Yeah,
why not? We're a week away. Happy Thanksgiving, Colton.
Happy Thanksgiving, y'all.
All right. I have three stories. Your job, Colton, is to tell us which one is the real story, because only one is. The other two are fake. First up, a cat in London has learned to hop the trolley to go to the farmer's market. Every Wednesday, he hops on, checks it out, then hops the trolley back home.
So I got three of them here. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Here comes a cat on a train.
Yeah.
Okay. Or, hey, you know, big props for taking advantage of mass transit.
Oh, yeah.
You know, very
actually, really, seriously, that's good.
I think that's meowverless.
I like the second one. I don't know.
Real. Or fake news.
All right, Colton, second story. A mailman in Wisconsin has been dealing with quite the prankster. It's a turkey that has been stalking him in his truck every day for over a month.
So I picture this guy like trying to sneak out of the mail of the post office,
yeah.
You know,
uh-huh.
darting his head out.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
I don't see him scurrying to his mail truck.
Gobble. Gobble. Gobble, 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 gobble.
Right?
I didn't know how that was going to sound. Real or fake news.
And finally, Colton, there was a dog in Arkansas who was born with a defective voice box that actually makes his bark sound a lot like a cat meow.
All right, it's 2019. Everyone's super sensitive. I'm just going to try to tiptoe around this. So do we say the dog now identifies as a cat? Is that the deal? Is that the proper way? I don't want to get in trouble.
Oh, man.
Real or fake news?
All right, Colton, which one is the real story?
Since it's close to Thanksgiving, I guess I'll go with this. Wait, the real one, right?
Yes.
Yeah, I'll go with the second one.
The stalking turkey in Wisconsin is absolutely correct.
Yes,
nice
it
job,
is.
Dude.
So I posted the video on John and Tammy's Facebook page. A woman who filmed this was talking about how this turkey for the last month, and it's hysterical. That turkey does not want that mailman to go around. It's awesome.
Okay, seriously, this turkey has been stalking the mail truck throughout the entire neighborhood. Oh, gosh, this is so funny.
The turkey's
there
like,
he goes.
Yep, he comes to the door. The mailman stops at a mailbox, comes around the other side. It's hilarious. The video's hysterical. So I don't know if that turkey just doesn't like junk mail. He's worried about getting a bill.
I don't know. Maybe realize what time of the year it is.
Yeah,
and thinks,
right?
No one's a friend. No one's a friend.
All right.
Nice job, Colton.
Yeah, great job. We're going to set you up with a family 4-pack of tickets for Belmont Park. They're unlimited ride tickets. Also, right now, first responders and military can get a great deal with Belmont as well. Just join their insider club and show your valid ID. BelmontPark.com has all the details.
Thanks, Colton. Again, happy Thanksgiving. You know, birds, don't mess around with birds, man.
No,
they
no.
are not friendly sometimes.
No, right?
Like I used to go jogging, believe it or not, and I had this spot where I would have to, like, prepare myself for the onslaught of the blue jay that would swoop down and try to peck my head, probably because I was close to her nest, maybe,
yeah, absolutely.
I'm thinking.
Absolutely.
Or a don't even get started on the goose that chased me once when I was a kid.
Yeah.
I still have a little weirdness about that. The goose came after me because I was coming after the baby geese.
Yes,
you know?
Right.
And
they're
the
not nice.
Came, no.
They're not nice.
Well,
and they'll peck your head. They definitely will.
Peck my head?
Yes, I know. I got knocked down by one at my uncle's farm. And he pecked at my forehead.
Stop the music.
It's true.
You just so matter-of-factly just said that a goose headbutted you.
How he got down and started pecking at me. Yeah, he's a big old goose. Yeah, I was going out to the chicken coop, which I didn't like the chickens because I didn't like how they pecked at the buckles on my on the rubbers. Those are the rubber boots that you put over your shoes, right? People here don't wear them because hardly ever.
Go on.
But anyway, the chickens like the shiny, so they were coming at my feet, and that freaked me out. So when I was younger and I spent a week at my uncle's farm, and I came out, and then the goose started chasing me, and I fell, and he pecked my head.
You know, that's an adorable story, actually.
It's true.
You and I had such a different childhood.
I know.
We really, really did.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.